getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
All right, another week has just flown right past us, and it's time once again for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Back for another week, handful of old-time records here. And my self-imposed mission is to play them before the hour is over. That's pretty much the plan each and every week here on the show. So glad you tuned in. Maybe you discovered it by accident. Maybe you were sailing along just minding your own business when you heard polkas playing. And you were like, what the heck is going on there? So anyway, here we are. And that is the that's the gist of the situation. I got a stack of records, and my intention is to play them. So if you're ready, let's get rolling with the Jesters right out of the chute. Is that what they say? Right out of the chute. Isn't that a rodeo expression? I think it is. I don't know. Anyway, this is the Up and Down Polka. No musical genius, but I detected kazoos, perhaps toy trumpets, and sleigh bells in that record. Huh? There are the Jesters. Maybe it was jester bells in the hat dinging like on a jester in a court, you know? Like, I don't know. Anyway, that's the Jesters. That's the Up and Down Polka, and it's on Jester Records. Two separate words. I don't know what the deal is. Recorded in South Amboy, New Jersey. That's what I know. So apparently they have kazoos there, as near as I can tell. Anyway, the Oompa Hour. Too far into it to turn back now is pretty much the situation. Here's Stan Wallowick and the Polka Chips.
Bye.
And there you go, Stan Wallowick and the Polka Chips here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Man, I see I am in trouble already because about, I don't know, half an hour before I started the show, I already picked out what I intended to play for our waltz for the week, and I have no idea where I put it. Ah, mass disorganization. Disorganization, unorganization. Oh, man. I'm flipping through a stack of records as I'm talking to you right now. I just set aside a waltz, and I was going to play later. I don't know. Maybe it's over there. I'll find it by the time I need it, I hope. And, of course, we'll have our 78 of the week, like we do every week. Pull out some records from the land of the shellac discs. And I got a whole stack of them over there, so we'll find something good in there, too. Let's go to the Ampleaires Orchestra now. This is Wally's Polka. And just like that, 2 minutes of Wally's Polka. That's a quick one here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. It's a whole nother week of great old-time records for you here on the show. Coming to you from northern Minnesota, of course, like we do every week, where the weather is screwy, like it always is this time of year. One day, it's like 61 degrees and sunny, and the next day, it's a combination of hail, sleet, and snow, and it's cloudy, and it's like 28. I don't know, man, but spring is working on fighting its way in, so I'm trying to help it through the portal, you know. Anyway, we'll see what happens. I got John Jeske and the John Jeske Band. How appropriate, coming up here in just a second, after I talk about the World of Accordions Museum, and invite you to pay him a visit, should the opportunity present itself there in Superior, Wisconsin, just basically across the bridge, of course, from Duluth, Minnesota, and about an hour or so from Oompa Hour World Headquarters. Anyway, can you imagine like 4,000 accordions on display in one location? That could blow your mind, man, and that's what they have. So if you're a student or fan of the instrument and you want to see virtually every kind you can imagine in one place, World of Accordions. That's why it's called the World of Accordions, not like the neighborhood of accordions, you know? So check them out. You can look them up online, worldofaccordions.org. We're just getting into spring and summer traveling and season. They'll have activities and stuff scheduled, so you might want to plan your trip to coincide with a concert or a celebration of some sort. And the information is all at their website, worldofaccordions.org. So have a look, and then pay them a visit, and have a look, if you know what I mean. All right, let's do the John Jeske Band. I think I already told you that. This is the Accordion Polka Medley, which seems really like an obvious title to me. ¶¶
polka. Here's one called the Kit Kat Polka. The polka called Accordiana. The Just Because Polka.
After that, I don't have any songs left to play. He did them all. Short versions, though. Short versions. John Jeske and the John Jeske Band. It's pretty good when you can get your name into the title of the band twice, you know. The Accordion Polka Medley. Appropriately titled here at Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldie show. Glad you stumbled into the show this week. Believe it or not, wherever you are, wherever you happen to be listening to this, this happens every week. Right about this same time, whether you're listening on a radio or a web stream or a podcast or a download or a smart speaker. Or maybe the neighbors just got something turned up real loud and you can hear right through the wall. I don't know what the deal is, but glad to have you along for another round. I think everybody is familiar with the works of Whoopi John and the band. What are they made, like 8 billion records? Anytime I go to the German category in the record rack and I just grab a couple, or I grab a handful, about 74% of them are either Whoopi John or the Six Fat Dutchmen. Very prolific, those guys. Anyway, here's Whoopi John and the boys. I think y'all know this one.
People go to sing and dance and clown. When a certain feller takes his girlfriend out to the pretty waitress, you will hear him shout, "While we are happy, bring more wine, Fräulein. Please make it snappy, you can make mine rhyme. Mein Bubsi promised to be mine, all mine. Bottoms up, drink it down. Your Wiener Schnitzel is a tasty dish. Ach, but it makes me thirsty as a fish. Eins, cause it's zwei, cause it's drei. Everybody pros it wild. We are happy, bring more wine, Fräulein. You can make mine prime. Mine Bobsy promised to be mine, all mine. Bottoms up, drink it down. Your Wiener Schnitzel is a tasty dish. Ach, but it makes me thirsty as a fish. Eins, cause it's zwei, cause it's drei. Everybody pros it wild. We are happy, bring more wine, Fräulein.
There you go, Whoopi John there, and more wine, Fräulein, here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, and that's good, especially good example of an Oompa-style record, hence the Oompa Hour. That's not really why I call it the Oompa Hour, actually. It's an homage, if you will, to a fella who used to do a polka show at a radio station I worked at about, 45 years ago, maybe. Man, that doesn't seem possible. A long time ago, a guy used to do a show every evening on a country station I worked at. But every night at 8 o'clock, he played an hour of polka records, and they called it Phil's Oompa Hour. And I always said if I ever did my own polka show, I would call it Tim's Oompa Hour as a salute to Phil. So I'm sure nobody remembers Phil's Oompa Hour way out there in western North Dakota. But anyway, let us press on. How about the Cuban polka? Huh? Let's see. That would be southeastern. Of where I'm sitting anyway. Here's Gene Wisniewski and his Harmony Bells Orchestra. To be the guy that just goes, because I think I could do that part, huh? Gene Wisniewski and his Harmony Bells Orchestra. That's the Cuban Polka, and this is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show back for another week. I was going to tell you something important. Now I don't remember what it was, so I guess I won't. Man, I keep feeling like I got bugs walking on me. You ever have that? We have, and I don't know, you know, where you might be listening, you may have no idea what I'm talking about, because the show is literally on radio stations across the country. We have box elder bugs here. They're little bugs, and they come out, like, when the sun comes out, and they don't hurt anybody. Like, they don't sting you, and they don't eat your clothes. They don't really wreck anything, but they walk around on your stuff. And we've had a few every year, but, like, there's a ton of them. And they're getting in the house this year. Every morning I get up and I turn on the light and I'm like, oh, look, there's 17 box elder bugs roaming around in the kitchen. And I squash them all and get on with my day. But I don't think that, you know how sometimes, like, if you get bugs on you, you feel like you have bugs on you later? And I had, to my knowledge, I haven't had any of these bugs on me, but I feel like I have bugs on me, like in my sock and going up my arm. And I don't know what the heck is going on with that. It's like phantom bugs, because I look and there aren't any bugs there. I don't know. Kind of freaks me out a little bit. But anyway, just thought I'd share that with you. If you're wondering why I sound like I'm freaking out, it's because I feel like I got little bugs on me. And I don't. So that's the good news, I guess. Here's Little Richard's Polka Band. It's the Happiness Polka. Little Richard there, and his polka band, and the Happiness Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Let me see. No, that is the Happiness Polka. Wait a minute, because my next record coming up here is the Happy Music Polka. Wow, this could get confusing. I have a happiness just all over the place. We'll go from the Happiness Polka to the Happy Music Polka. It's a... I love it when I typo things. It's a good thing. But I think I've invented a new name for a band. This is Georgie Cook and his orchestra. But as you know, I enter these all into a computer so that I don't have to look up when I played a specific song. I can find it and go, oh, that was on show number 27 or whatever. And I typoed and I put the Georgie Cool Orchestra. Maybe if he was a beatnik, he'd be Georgie Cool. But he's Georgie Cook and the orchestra and the Happy Music Polka. Thank you. All right, there you go. Georgie Cook and his orchestra. That record's got a little patina on it. Makes it sound authentic, you know. That's the Happy Music Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I am busy. I am looking for the waltz that I found earlier today that I was like, that's the waltz I'm going to play today. And then, no, that's not it either. What the heck did I do with it? I don't know, but I'll find one. We got to get a waltz in here. I got to get a 78 in here. We're almost halfway through. We're over halfway through a show. Yikes! I got work to do. Now, how many of y'all have what they call the caller ID? You know, the thing called, the phone rings and you look at the little screen, you know, and it says, I don't know, what would it say? It'd probably say, I don't know, like your mom is calling, or it would say your kid's name would come up. It's like, oh, my son is calling me, or whatever. But sometimes it comes up, and it's a number you don't know, and the little machine says something like unavailable, or private, or it just has numbers, or a bunch of gibberish. And then it's usually somebody selling something, or somebody political telling you to vote somewhere, or it's somebody trying to collect money from you, or whatever. And this song fits that. Even though this is an instrumental song, I think we could make up words that would address the power we have as people to look at our phone and go, oh, I ain't getting that. I don't know who that is, because I don't answer the phone if I don't know who it is. And that we could, somebody needs to write lyrics for this one. This is Casey Squee and his orchestra, and it's an instrumental, but it's called I Won't Answer the Phone. That is I Won't Answer the Phone. Casey Squee and his orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldies show marches on here. You'll be glad to know that I have our waltz ready to go. So I'm kind of telling you now, I'll give the dancers a minute to get ready, move anything out of the way that might be in the way there. If you want to do a little twirling or something in the kitchen or the living room or whatever. And all the noise you hear in the background. Hang on, let me put these records down over here. There we go. I was flipping through a stack of 78s trying to decide what we're going to play for our 78 of the week this week, and I think that we're doing a Fez Fritchie and his Goose Down Band is what I think. We'll see. I'll work on that. Will you do some waltzing? You ready? It's Martin Sero and the Slovenian Picnic Waltz.
Like I'm back in Slovenia, country with quaint little towns, the castles, the mountains, the valleys, haystacks you see all around. Friends friends I made in Slovenia are ones that I'll never forget. The singing, the dancing, the laughter are things that I'll never regret. Go to each picnic in Cleveland, yes, Graham. Sing to an accordion, drink beer with your friends. Polka and waltz, Slovenian style. Life will take on a big smile. And stop in a garden cafe. Kolbasi, a polka, and vino. You're happy the rest of the day. If only my stay could be longer. A feeling no one can tell. Addio, pozdravi, ostani. Goodbye, I'll miss you, farewell. Go to each picnic in Cleveland, yes, Graham. Sing to an accordion, drink beer with your friends. Polka and waltz, Slovenian style. Life will take on a big smile.
All right, there you go. Oh, there's the Slovenian Picnic Waltz. Martin Cerro here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Now, let me see what I'm doing here. I think if I put this one away, then I can free up that turntable to switch it over to playing 78. So we got Fez Frischi and the Goochtown Band coming up here in just a minute. Hang on. I'm trying to stay organized. I don't like it when things get out of control here in the studio. I got so many projects going on. I have zero table or counter space in here today. There's a lot of teetering stuff around me, all right? Here's Harry Czarnak and the Texas Dutchman and the charming Katie Polka.
Thank you.
And there you have it there, Harry Czarnack and the Texas Dutchman with the charming Katie Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and I need to do my due diligence and remind you that you can get in touch with the Zumpa Hour, of course, if you have a request or a dedication, question, comment, birthday, anniversary, whatever the heck might be going on. You can get in touch with the Zumpa Hour. And you do that by multiple ways, actually. If you have a phone, any kind of a phone, an old dial phone, a cell phone, a flip phone, a bag phone, I don't know, you got a bat phone, that'd probably work too. You can either send a text or leave a voice message. There you code 218-259-2985. All right, 218-259-2985 is one way. Now, the probably the most reliable way is to use the old trusty email. And it's just oompahour at AOL.com. All small letters, no spaces, oompahour at AOL.com. And, we'll get the message that way. Or you can hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Would also do the job. So if you have a request or a dedication or question or whatever, those are ways you can reach Oompa Hour World Headquarters. All right. Now, in every show, we always play at least 178. I got one ready to go here. From the days of Shellac Records, they're spinning at 78 RPM. Don't try to read the label while it's playing. You'll get dizzy and throw up. That's valuable medical advice. Fats Fritchie and his Goose Town Band, and this is simply called Tra-La-La. There you go, Feds Fritchie and his Goose Town Band there. That's Tra-La-La here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show, official 78 of the week for this week. So we'll put that one back in the giant record sleeve here. Well, I guess it's not as big as like for an LP, but compared to most of the things I'm playing on 45s, it's a big one. And hang on here. Trying to run a tidy show. I got no place to put it after I play it. Put it over in the played stack. Yonder, under that counter over there. All right, we got time for at least a couple more songs. Let's get right to work here. How about Ray Henry and the orchestra? This is the Dawn Patrol Polka. And there you have the Dawn Patrol Polka, and that's Ray Henry and the orchestra. You know, sometimes you play these songs on the Dana record label, and sometimes what you're playing is basically a 78, because a lot of these were recorded back in the day, and they reissued bunches of them from the late 40s on to 45s after the 45s came out. But it doesn't count, because we're not counting it as a 78 unless it's made out of shellac around here, all right? Hang on, we got a couple more records coming your way yet on the show.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Well, all right, words to the wise right there, huh? Let's get back to it on the Oompa Hour. Over here, we don't hear from John Gora and Goral very often. No, I don't know why, but we're going to right now. This is the Tall Castle Polka. There you go, John Gora and Goral. That's the Tall Castle Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. The old clock on the wall says, I probably got to roll a last record and give some serious thought to to getting the heck out of here. I got to clean up this studio, man. I got such a mess going on in here. I got no place to set anything down. Man, I complain about it all the time, but it's basically because the studio is small and I'm really messy is what it comes down to. Let's roll her out of here with Eddie Mack and the orchestra. This is the Go Go Polka. There you go, Eddie Mack and his orchestra there, and that is the Go Go Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old time oldie show, as we bring another show to a close here. Yes, time to put the old rap-a-rooney on this one, but I'm already stacking up records for next week, so we're gonna be in pretty good shape. I got a waltz picked out anyway, so that's progress. So enjoy your week, and we'll do it again next time, huh?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a Polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.